Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpvc.org.
Turn your attention this morning to 1 John chapter 4. Let me just read a little bit here, then we'll go from there. Verse 7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
Right.
In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. I like that chapter, that verse 9 right there very much. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. With that knowledge is a great blessing. Yes. Folks underestimate how powerful that is, what kind of peace that should give us, Brother Vaughn.
Yes.
To know that Jesus Christ came and sent, died for us sinners. God loved us so much. I was thinking about that this morning, thinking about mothers, and happy Mother's Day to you, dear sisters. And the love that a mother has for a child is just awesome, Brother Vaughn. All of us have mothers.
Yes.
Some mothers are just so wonderful to us. You think about a mother, how she will protect that child. She'll be a sweet little girl to everybody. When she has a child, buddy, let me tell you, that woman will turn and she'll defend for that child, take care of that child. She'll give her life for that child. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter whether the child is a little infant all the way to the child is, and she's in her late part of her life. She's very concerned about her children.
Yes.
Wow, what kind of love. And we just see just a little bit. And God's love is so much greater than that.
Amen.
I thought about the church, too. Hey, if we would present a better love manifestation to each other, because the scripture teaches us plainly that we are to love one another.
Yes.
Last week, Brother there, New Hope, mentioned something that this actually comes from a brother many years ago. There's actually 11 commandments. I said, 11? He said, yeah. St. John chapter 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another.
Right.
Also, and that is still working with love, it all just ties together to me. St. Mark 12:28. I'm going to read a little bit right through there also. I'm going to come back to 1 John a little bit. But right now. And one of the scribes came and heard him. Having heard them, reasoned together and perceived that he would answer them well, asking, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. The second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
Right.
Don't we have some work to do?
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not the nicest person around, but I strive to make it easy to love me.
Yeah.
That's all we can do, Brother Vaughn. Because we got to realize I'm a sinner, you're a sinner. We all do things and say things and gestures of such things that we don't realize to the other person how they perceive it.
Yeah.
So if somebody does something to me, I need to say, wait a minute. Now, he might not realize, or she might not realize, the comment she made or the gesture she made about something. She didn't realize how it come out and the way I read it. That's part of learning how to love one another, learning how to forgive, learning how to release the things that this old world has, you realize we're all on the same level playing field, all of us, Brother Vaughn, every one of us, whether we're rich or poor, no matter man's color of his skin or dialects he speaks from. We're all on this old earth. God put us here. We are to brag upon God. We are to love the Lord.
Right.
We need to figure out now how to love his people.
Right.
That's what John's talking about over here in 1 John. Continues to talk about loving one another.
Yes.
That's a work to do. Does it cost you anything? Well, in a sense, it might cost you something. Your pride.
Yeah.
Put old pride out yonder, out there in the street, let him be gone. Look at what that brother is trying to do, feed his family, trying to find a way of working in a way that he can serve God better.
Right.
We are to strive for that because guess what? God sees it. I was talking to a brother yesterday. It's something as simple as car parts. And we got into a discussion about he could buy this particular car parts a lot less of the same model brand for a particular car. It cost about a third with the same, another model in the same company. I looked at him and I said, you know, that kind of aggravates me because they're making money off of folks but out of greed.
Yeah.
I said, God sees that. He said, well, what are we talking about there? Look, if you're charging people more than you ought to be, what it's worth, is that not greed?
Yeah.
God sees that. And then they'll folks wonder about, well, we're making in the money. Boy, we're doing good here financially. But it's just amazing that we can't ever get enough to keep things going around. It just keeps falling down. Our children in different programs are just going no further. But you take one little fellow over here that's striving to serve God the best he knows how. He might not make a lot of money, but you turn around, he is happy as he can be, Brother Vaughn.
Right.
He's got all what he needs. He's satisfied with what God has given him. Yes, he'd like to have a little more money, but he stretches it the best he can. Why? He's trying to give God the glory. God gives the increase in all that we may do, whether it be finances, or trying to serve God, loving one another.
Yeah.
Now I realize that businesses need to make money to stay in business. But there's no need of profiting off your brethren, because the Ten Commandments talks about that over yonder, about taking a man's goods. You start taking a man's good or sister's good for your profit, that's not very brotherly life.
That's true.
I realize they not have to make the product to pay their bills. But exactly how much do you need? These are simple things. That falls back in learning to love one another.
Right.
Learning to forgive one another. When they say something to you, they don't mean it sometimes. The way it come out of the situation, You need to bear this in mind and quit trying to get, I'm better than you kind of attitude. That pride attitude needs to just get on the car and leave. Get out of my life because I don't need
it.
Love one another. Look what God sent, his only begotten son. He loved us so much, Brother Vaughn, even though we sinned. And God would have been just had he just struck us all off the map and started over. He'd still been a just God.
Right.
But he had mercy upon us. He sent his son to this low ground of sin and sorrow. He sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him.
Right.
What do you mean? We might live through him. We might live through him. We might have this knowledge. We exercise this knowledge. What God has saved a people. He gave a people to Jesus Christ to take care of and to deliver. And they will be housed in heaven and immortal glory. Despite whatever man wants to do. Because Christ's blood paid the debt. He was our petitionary. Paid it all. All that the Father gave him. Those that he didn't give to him, we can't do anything about it. We don't know who they are. We can't do nothing for them.
Right.
God will take care of those in his own way. But what he has manifested to us, those that he gave to Jesus Christ, and he puts this new desire in our hearts. There's the evidence that you're a child of God. You want to know about Jesus. You want to know about God. You want to honor God. You want to serve him in some kind of capacity that you have, that you may honor your heavenly Father. Showing love to your brother is the simplest, most gratifying way.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're made after the image of God.
Right.
It goes on, it teaches us here, if you see a brother and you still hate him, you have still have your horror, hate, you're not manifesting love.
Right.
If we see a man and we can't figure out how to love him, how are we going to love God? Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Put your differences aside, please. I know every church house has problems. You know why? It's a house full of sinners.
Right.
It's a house full of sinners. And they're going to say something or do something that's not going to make you happy. What'd you go to church for? To make all you happy? If I come over here today to make all you happy, no, I didn't. I come out here to try to worship God.
Right.
And I hope and pray that we can all, may I use the term, get on the same page and let our differences be laid aside and put our petty differences off out yonder and just leave. A buddy of mine at work said, leave your baggage outdoors. Come on in the house and worship God. And when you get ready to go home, forget about that baggage on the porch there.
Right.
Just forget about it. You didn't need it no way. It kind of, I use kind of light sayings, but it's got a lot of truth in them.
Yes.
Leave our differences out yonder and just forget about them and move on and try to find a way to love somebody. Because I know myself. I'm going to take Steve Milner. He's hard to love. That's that woman back there I'm married to. There's days I know she could string me up and not have a bit of conscience about her because I've done things that's not been very pleasant. But she still loves me. Despite some of the things I do. Well, if I'm like that, other people, I need to extend that love to others. Why? That we may live together peaceably. That we may find a way to love each other and quit trying to be mean. I realize we have to stand our ground from time to time, but stand on the truth. Know what the truth is. That was another thing I was looking at too, was out of Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, what the Lord doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy.
Right.
And to walk humbly with thy God. Wow. You got a lifetime of work right there, Brother Vaughn. I do. And there's that word love again. Love whose mercy? Love God's mercy.
Right.
God's been merciful to me. He's been merciful to you. Why? Because you're part of His family. And I need to figure out how to love you more and ask that y'all try to figure out how to love me more and try to help and support one another. So when you see each other, you have that smiling face. You say, I'm glad to see you, brother. How have you been doing? Ask about the family. I love to hear the stories about how God has blessed a family. You know, so many times we have a tendency to, oh, poor, pitiful me. And never give a report later, well, God has delivered us from this. God gave us the health, or God gave us a way through this financial issue we were dealing with. God opened a window for me over here that I have that sweet peace.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so good God's love is. These are the things that I seek. I see when I come out to church. I see back whenever I was coming up out of high school and starting my job for work. They come roll around on Sunday. I'm off on my own. What am I going to do? I believe I quit being a boy and started being a man. I said, I'm going to go to church. Daddy's not going to drive me no more. I'm going to have to get the car with my dad, which I enjoyed. I had the privilege of doing that in later life, taking him. But Steve wanted to go to church to worship God and try to find a family of folks that we could all peaceably live together and leave the world alone and try to worship God and try to understand about His glorious Son, Jesus Christ, who He sent and gave to us. He sent His Son. Let me get it right. He sent His Son to the world that we might live through Him. That's the reason I went to church on Sunday, start trying to go to church. I want to live, Brother Vaughn. I want to live beyond the mess in this old world, the heartache of going out with friends and, I use the term, drinking and trying to find some happiness out there on the river, right, running up and down the street, right in the wood, to the point of hunting until you just all hours of the night cannot find how to live, Brother Vaughn, I had to come to church.
Right.
Why? There's something inside of me that wanted to know how to live.
Right.
And how do I live? With the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I want to honor and glorify my Lord and Savior. And see that that He has a people on this earth. And I want to live among them and live in a way that they are happy when I walk among them, that they're glad to see me. That brother, yeah, he's a sinner and he'll do things wrong. But he strives to press on to the mark of the high calling, to try to do what's right, to love mercy.
Yes.
God's mercy, and love the brethren as we're traveling this old world. It's a constant work for me, Brother Vaughn, and I figure for every one of y'all, it's a constant work. They seem like small things to some people, but to me it's a great thing to be in love.
Yes.
With my brethren, with my sisters, with my Lord. And when I'm so blessed to see God's bountiful hand to richly increase my efforts beyond me, it makes me feel so much better.
Right.
That's living. That's living. When you can see God's handiwork and you're able to be a participant of it, to see the growth. You know, Brother Winslow and I were talking about the garden. I love to hear people talk about a garden or people growing flowers or anything of that nature. Taking a little seed that's dead, put it in the ground, and see it come up, and the increase it come up, and then look into a bountiful harvest.
Right.
That's an evidence to me of a child of God, to have that hope that they're going to get a bountiful harvest from their efforts. Loving one another. At the time, you think, well, there might not be much to this, but I'm going to try to love that brother. He's got issues. He's got problems. He needs, so many times, they just need somebody to show them a little bit of love, Brother Vaughn.
Yeah.
Old fella sits on the end of a bench down there sometimes. And he don't seem much to him. But if you'll show a little effort to help him a little bit, show a little love, you find out that brother on the end of that bench sometimes is just full of good things to glory God and can help you. And you wind up being one help instead of you trying to help him. You want that? He turned around and helped you. That's the increase the Lord has seen your efforts. Knowing your heart, what you're wanting to do is to honor God. Honor your Father. Honor the one who is your Heavenly Father.
Right.
Loving His people. These are small, like I said, they seem like small things, but they are the things that keep us alive. Keeps us growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's true.
Leave your baggage outdoors. Leave your pride out yonder somewhere. Let it go. Find a way to love your brother. Forgive them. Look what God has forgiven me and you. I don't even want to go into my closet. I ain't going to let y'all even look in it. Y'all got your own problems. But praise be unto God. He manifested His Son to us that we might live through Him.
Right.
Through the blood of Christ. The other thing that I was reading this past week was that scarlet thread. Over the book of Joshua. When that sister was told. Let me go back to it. Joshua 2:18, when the spies had come into the land, and she let them out that window, Brother Vaughn. Thank God for that scarlet thread. That's what keeps us alive, Brother Vaughn, is that from us to God, through His Son Jesus. I think about that scarlet thread. How precious it is to a little old sinner like me. God would let me have a hope and glory beyond my ability to know what's in this old world.
And that hope, one sweet day, I'll be housed in heaven in immortal glory through the work of Jesus Christ. She was told, behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brother and all thy father's household home unto thee. I hope that I could display that scarlet thread, that those that are around me may have a hope also, that this God in heaven, through his Son Jesus Christ, will deliver us one sweet day.
Right.
But while we're living here, learn to love one another. It's my hope and prayer for the family of God. And thank y'all for letting me be a part of y'all.
Mm.
Christ's name. Thank y'all. Come here.